Welcome back to Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS. Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley. Joining me now on the phone, Cheryl Freeboro, owner and the dealer of Freeboro Automotive and the Hyundai of Lansing. Good evening, Cheryl. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you doing today? Usually we're face-to-face when we're talking. This is different to be on the phone.
This is different, yes. But the result will be the same. We always love to talk to each other, and yes. I find you fascinating. And in a man's business, in the automobile business, you've been quite a major success, and you've gotten some real good news the last couple of days for the Hyundai brand. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety came out with their ratings for the year 2011, and Hyundai did very, very well, and in fact came out on top.
They came on top, Hyundai and Kia, both with 9 cars that were top rated for the crash tests. And Hyundai had 6 of the cars, and actually 7 of the cars, and Kia had 3. So we really came out on top with this, with the most vehicles for safety.
It's amazing, and it sure speaks well for the industry stepping up to the plate. Just so folks know what we're talking about in terms of how they are rated, the Insurance Institute, their top pick recognizes vehicles, and I'm reading this from their website, that do the best job of protecting people in front, side, rollover, and rear crashes based on good ratings in the Institute tests. They also, though, have to have available electronic stability control, which is a crash avoidance feature that reduces crash risks, and they're working on strengthening roofs for rollover crashes as well.
Yeah, roof strengths are really important. And, in fact, the president, Adrian Lund, credited automakers for quickly rising to meet these more challenging criteria because they are getting more challenging. They're getting tougher to pass and get the high safety picks. So he says that the automakers are stepping up, and that's nice to hear, too.
Well, it is. And this the Insurance Institute, I've been doing some background reading, has kind of toughened its standards beginning in 2009, making them do more.
Right. And the nice thing about these standards is the cars that are rated the highest will have the lowest insurance rates as well. So not only will we be great in price, which we lead in price, but we're going to lead in insurance rates. We also received an award in November for the 5 stars in the government's crash test program. We were number 1 there as well as you probably have already heard for the auto show coming up. We're one of the 3 finalists for the car of the year, the Sonata is. So we've been getting a lot of awards lately. It's been really fun.
Well, the Hyundai brand is not unfamiliar to these awards.
No.
You must be thrilled. When did you take over the Hyundai brand here in Lansing?
It's just been a year. And to be honest with you, I had heard positive things. Everybody I consulted gave me a positive go for Hyundai. They said it's really up and coming. It's really going to be great. And the car has surprised me. You know, selling GM cars for 30 years, the product, the quality, the care, the price, the gas mileage, they're leaders in the gas mileage as well. The Sonata gets some 35, rated on the highway for 35 miles a gallon, and the ratings are very challenging as well, just like the crash test. The ratings on your window stickers have gotten challenging, and a lot of the people that I'm talking to are getting a more than 35 miles per gallon. It depends on your driving, but the sticker says 35, so that's a really great rating for miles.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What was, when the opportunity for the Hyundai brand came to you, what was your gut feeling? I mean, you've been in the automotive business for a long time, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but what was your gut feeling when that brand name became available to you?
Well, the woman side of me was really excited because I wanted to keep my employees working. And I didn't want to give up. Being in the car business for over almost 30 years, I wasn't ready to give up. When Hyundai came along, I talked to a lot of people, and I've been hearing so many positive things. The timing couldn't have been more perfect because that's when Hyundai started really showing its true fabulous colors. And so the combination really worked well for the timing of what we needed. And it was really exciting. And like I said, the more I got to know the product, it was like starting over in a lot of ways, and it still is. Learning the product, learning a different way to sell vehicles because you're so used to the Saturn way of no haggle. We still try to price our cars to everybody the same, and we still give the great service. So we brought that with us from Saturn, as well as learning how to sell it to a different kind of customer. So it's been a big challenge, but we couldn't have gotten a better fit for our stores, for the brand we were used to selling, and the product is, I'm very proud to represent a quality product like this.
I remember running into you when pretty much, I think, around the time when you just came into the Hyundai brand, mm-hmm. and you were so excited. I said, "What do you think about the new car?" You were showing it to me like you were showing off a new child. I mean, it was
that's what it felt like, because, like I said, it couldn't have been a better product. It was just strange that the fit was so perfect, and I'm very proud to represent because I'm picky. That's why I came to Saturn, because of the way they took care of customers, because of the quality of the product. And then I had the opportunity to do this again, and although I get teased by my family about, "Oh, Hyundais are okay now after selling GM products for 30 years, but I didn't have a lot of choice, but I couldn't have gotten a better choice than I did.
Now, I think your story is fascinating, mm-hmm. as well. You said 30 years in the automobile mm-hmm. business. How did you come into this business?
Well, I managed Tells Club for about 9 years.
Which is directly related.
It's very much related, you know. And the women were always really successful with sales. There was a men's division, women's division, and the women always sold more. And so I had a gal come in, and there were some changes going on in that industry. And a gal came in and said, "I'm moving to Florida, and I have a job at the Chevrolet store in Garden City, and I'm the fleet and lease manager. You should apply for my job." And I was a single mom. My husband had passed away, and so I went and applied, and it sounded like a great opportunity. The first words were, "You can work really, you can just come in and work okay and make an average income, or you can come in and work really hard and make what you want to make." And the auto industry is kind of like that. Long hours and those things. So I started the Chevrolet store and worked for them for about 8 or 9 years and was a little discouraged about the customer treatment thing. Some people started calling me about going to Saturn. So I went to work for the Massey Group. And I was really excited because of the process and the way they were going to make things different. So then I was with them for the past 19 years with Saturn until last year. So, and it was a year after Saturn first started in 1991 that I started with Saturn.
Now, along with the safety that we spoke about earlier, mm-hmm. it still has to look good. We have to like it. They're pretty cars.
They're very stylish and very pretty. And cars are like shopping for your dress or your next best suit. You want to feel good in it, okay? And you go in and you know, "I'm only spending $100 on this dress." But when you put the right one on and it's $200, you can't resist it. You know? And cars are like that. You want to feel good in what you're driving. You want it to look good and be stylish. And it's no different than anything else you get into. You know, it's very similar to buying a dress, like I said, or a suit, new suit for a man.
I know customer service is very important to you. And that, as you said, what you did came with you.
Customer service is the key. You know, I remember selling cars and people saying, "You know, I'd love to buy another car from you, but I don't like the service here." And that's what attracted me to Saturn brand. And they stuck by it. They stuck by it. They didn't change what they were doing. And customers today tell me, "I can't go buy a car anywhere else because they can't give up your service." My motto is, I don't want to sell anybody one car. I want to sell them all their cars. And the only way to do that is by making sure you take great care of them and service them well, not only for their next sale, but because they deserve it. They're spending a lot of money. Next biggest thing is your home.
That's big and important. Now, your staff is also key.
Yes, and I've got my father-in-law used to always say to me, because he was there for our grand opening in Okemos, and he said, "Do you still have all those Boy Scouts working for you?" And I'd say, "Yeah, Dad, I do." But truly, Saturn's philosophy was to try to hire people that weren't necessarily from the auto industry, so that you could train them your way. And I have people that have been with me for 18 years and are still working for me. And they have the same philosophy. They know that value and showing the customer and following up and having them buy all their cars from them is the key.
And the key, you also love the car business. That's obvious.
Yeah, I do. I can talk about it forever. So you better put me on a time hold here.
Okay. Well, thank you. I know I pulled you away from an event that you're working or attending this evening, and I thank you for joining us this evening.
Oh, Cheryl, it's such a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you. Cheryl Freeborough, owner of Freeborough Automotive and Hyundai of Lansing dealer. Such a pleasure to have her with us. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this on 1320 WILS.